All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me where my suit is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Oh, fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse down and running off my feet. I got a bad mustache, a reoccurring rash, and not a lot of cash to spend it on mustache. Man, it's good to be a geek. It's good to be a geek.
Three in a row. This three is in what a we row. Call a roll.
How about episode 250?
Well, that's also considered a streak.
We've done 250 of these.
That's right.
My God.
You'd almost think by now we'd be professional.
Yeah. We were for a little while.
Yeah, there was a stretch in the middle. There's somewhere around the mid-100s.
There's been a couple of stretches. We have associations.
Sure we do.
Well, without any further ado, of course, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 250, which we're calling Insert Something Significant Here.
Right.
Since we couldn't come up with the title, we felt really encapsulated 250 episodes.
That's right.
Of this glorious program.
Glorious.
We decided to let you, the audience, pick the title for episode 250.
You know, when we let the audience pick, I'm always a little afraid.
Yep. And you can do that in any number of ways. And let's list all of them right now. You can do it on Facebook.
That's right.
Where can they do that?
Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff.
You can do it by email.
GeekStuffOG@gmail.com.
You can do it by Twitter.
@BKGeekStuff.
You can do it by GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And don't think we're just chucking this out there because, you know, we want to have some listener feedback.
Sure.
We can do that anytime. We actually want to give something away.
That's right. Last week, we promised we'd be giving stuff away every episode.
Every episode this summer, we're giving something
away. That's right.
And this week, for the person with the wittiest yet heartfelt, most heartfelt title for episode 250.
How about the one we like the most?
Okay. I'm just trying to set up some parameters, sir. Well, that's a bit broad.
There's going to be heartfelt. There's going to be witty. There will likely be at least one Big Kevin OG are retards. There's always one. You guys suck.
There'll be one from Brian Jude.
That's right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So, you know, like, just, you know, submit and,
yeah,
you know,
see what happens.
Yeah.
And for that, OG, what are we going to be giving the winner of this contest?
We are going to be giving away Kotobukiya X-Wing Ice Tray.
X-Wing Ice Tray from Kotobukiya.
That's right.
Now, what did we decide was the website for Kotobukiya? It's Koto USA.
KotoUS.com. That's it.
Where you can see all of the fine products that they have over there. Sure. Their statues, their artifacts, figures, which we are absolutely full on over the moon about. And, of course, these great licensed ice trays, Star Wars, Alien, Batman, Superman, all the ones that we talked about last week, of course. So this week, the Kotobukiya.
Whatever you just said.
X-Wing.
Is that considered racist?
No. I'm okay. Pronouncing a word.
I'm just saying.
Kotobukiya. X-Wing ice tray. Silicone ice tray. Going to be going out to the person who gives us the one we like the most title of this episode 250. So, yeah. Get on that.
Right. And speaking of voicemails, that's what we call a segue in the business.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I didn't see the wheels.
No.
What?
You know, they have those in Montclair now. The police use them.
Really?
I don't know who they're chasing on those things, but.
Nobody fast.
I've seen them. I was going to say zip down the street, but it's more like stroll on wheels.
Yeah,
down the
it's street. More like a lollygag.
Anyway,
wheels,
let's
consistent lollygag.
Let's play this.
Fat, I got my helmet tied, although it makes me sweat. Man, it's good to be a geek.
Home of the Black Panther. Two possible additions for the upcoming movies. War Machine could be included as well. Where was he in the Avengers movie while New York was being attacked? Also, Falcon, a sidekick of Cap. Both Falcon's wings and Cap's shield were made by the Black Panther. All right, guys. See you later.
Okay.
So, there you go.
There you go.
Did that guy say his name was War Machine?
War Machine.
All right, War Machine. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in.
I like calling him Warmy.
I don't know if he likes Warmy, but you go with it.
Warmy, we know, we kind of... believe it or not, OG and I have been speculating about this forever.
Right.
And we recently went down the roster of Avengers that could possibly be added to this team.
And I'm going to say that he picked three people who we did not.
Yeah. yeah, that's very true. And he said Black Panther, and he gave a number of reasons for Black Panther, not the least of which was that he actually didn't make Cap Shield in the comics. I believe he gave him the vibranium for the round shield.
That's right. And in return, as an extension of the gesture, Cap gave him
the original triangle shield. Triangular.
Yeah, the vibranium.
Yeah. And but that said, that did not happen in the movie universe at all. In fact, there was only one black guy in the entire, Captain America movie, and it was that guy who spoke French.
You mean other than Nick Shield, Nick Fury?
Other than Nick Fury. Yeah, but he wasn't until the end.
You know, it's funny.
In the 40s.
Yeah. It's funny that this voicemail came in today because actually in the rumor mill that is the interwebs, today there was this like random blurb speculation rumor that Black Panther is happening with a possible 2014 release date. But that's all we heard.
As a solo movie.
Yeah. No director.
Right.
No actor attached.
And 2014 will put it the same year as Avengers. But he also asks, the caller Warmy, he also mentions at least one really interesting fact that we've also been discussing, which is where the hell was War Machine in the Avengers movie if New York City is getting attacked and the army is there? Why isn't War Machine there?
Well, the only thing I could think is, and I could be wrong on this, but in Iron Man 2, Did War Machine actually reveal his identity to the army?
Yes.
That he was actually Rhodey?
Yeah, he took the suit to the army.
I know he did take the suit to the army.
Yeah, he delivered the suit to the army.
For some reason, I thought he
suited
up.
What's his name?
Unknown.
What's his name's character? Sam Rockwell's character was hired to put the weapons in it.
Right, right. Okay. So I don't know where War Machine was.
Yeah, it's a great question.
It is a good question.
They could add War Machine, but I think it's redundant, and I think that's probably the reason they kept him out. They could have kept him out by saying that he broke his leg or something, you know, like, and it could have been anything stupid. He's on the other side of the country. You know, I mean, anything.
The other thing is that there's no indication that War Machine was recruited by S.H.I.E.L.D.
Correct.
So that could be the movie explanation. I'm guessing.
And he said Falcon as well.
Well, actually, before we get to Falcon, but he also mentioned, I guess this was in Thor and I missed it, or there was a reference to Atlantis.
Oh, no, that was in Iron Man 2.
Oh, it was in Iron Man 2.
Yeah, there was places that were plotted out on the map or something. I know what he's talking about. Yes. I think it's a bit of a stretch to think that it would be Namor or Black Panther. I think that at this point that's a stretch.
Well, I mean...
Namor especially.
Certainly, I think they're both viable characters. No. They're both eligible. I just don't think they're going to make the cut.
I think you have to lean more towards science, like we've been discussing.
I think Pym, Wasp,
yeah,
and you know
those. I think Hank Pym is probably. I mean, if it isn't an absolute go, I'd be surprised who they would pick.
Especially because we know there's an Ant-Man movie in the works,
right?
He seems like a logical fit. And if it's true, the rumor we heard about Black Panther, maybe they are going to go that route.
But the other rumor we heard is that they want more female characters.
Right.
So, and which that rumor is actually the one that caused us to look at the entire roster and say, well, who could they add? And Captain Marvel was the only person that seemed viable.
Right. Or other than Wasp, you mean?
Other than Wasp.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of exposition to get to Wasp.
Right.
Which they could do did it in a bunch of movies. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But those are all good speculations, Wormy.
He said Falcon, of course. But I don't see Falcon.
No, I don't see that.
I don't see that.
There's no relationship right now with you know, Falcon and Cap.
I also think he's kind of too far down the Marvel food chain to get highlighted in the Avengers film going forward. I mean, maybe... You know, maybe if they get to Avengers 6.
Yeah.
But I don't think in 2 or 3.
West Coast Avengers.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that's going to happen. But we want to thank you, of course, for using the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Where anybody can call and leave a comment, just like War Machine did. Ask a question. Give us some information that we don't know and we can talk about and discuss, and that's what we like to do.
Of course. Well, since we're talking about Avengers, let's kind of stay in
vein. I guess we're going to do this then.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
All right.
We have them.
I know we have them. You know, last week we barely were able to, like, squeeze in the DVD stinger.
Production value, sir.
I know.
Production value.
I'm all about it.
You know, there's been some comments about your editing lately.
There have been no comments about my
editing. I'm just saying there have been some comments.
Your comments don't count.
All right. Why don't my comments not count?
All right. Since we're talking about Avengers, let's take the flip side of the coin and let's talk about JLA.
I actually have a comment right here.
Okay.
I called one up on my computer.
Did you?
Yeah. That's from somebody calling himself Maze Fella.
Oh, yeah?
Spell M-A-Z-E, Fella.
Oh, yeah?
He says, what's going on with the editing? Nod, wink, wink. Maze Fella, what could that mean?
Yeah, I wonder. all right. Justice League.
Uh-huh. Done. Dead.
No. So apparently...
Did this flip again now?
Yeah, apparently... apparently they're underway. Warner Brothers says they're a step ahead of you, and the Justice League film is underway. They have a writer, apparently, and Will Beale, who worked on Logan's Run, Gangster Squad, and the Lethal Weapon reboot.
Lethal Weapon reboot,
which never happened. The Logan's Run reboot, which never happened. And I don't know what Gangster Squad is. So Warner Brothers hanging their hat on this guy.
Was it Gangsta with an A?
No, it was Stir. Oh,
okay.
Warner Brothers has tapped this gentleman to write a Justice League movie. All right. This is why this is going to fail. Well, do you want to comment first before I say why it's going to fail?
Well, let's start with it's going to fail, number one, because who is this guy writing it?
Right. So who is this chap? That's number one. Number two is
Green Lantern.
No, see, I'm not even saying Green Lantern. Okay. Although I am saying Green Lantern, but not really. Number two, in my opinion, is that Warner Brothers and DC is looking to take a shortcut to box office success.
Absolutely true.
The reason why Avengers was such a huge success, in my opinion, is because Marvel has been nurturing these characters for how many years? When did the first Iron Man movie come out?
1800 and
right. So for 200 years, Marvel has been nurturing these characters in film.
Certainly.
But no, do you know what I mean?
No,
I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, DC is going to jump right into a Justice League movie, presumably.
Right.
On what? Maybe a Superman movie that's going to be good? And we don't even know that that's going to be the Superman that's tied to the film. So on what?
Well, I'd say at this point, if they're moving ahead with a Justice League movie, that I say Superman is stage one.
Right. Okay. So then...
We're going to be forced to forget Green Lantern.
Right. And Batman
for now.
Right.
But the Batman reboot will probably happen within 3 years.
2015, I hear.
Yeah. So there's that. I imagine at some point closer to a Justice League movie, if they were doing it the right way, that we would see a reboot of Green Lantern.
Right.
With a revisionist opening credit sequence.
Right.
Like other green characters have had. And then some other things in there to fill in the gaps. I'm not sure who or what, but...
But my point is, rather than having someone write a Justice League movie, why don't you focus on putting out a good quality single hero movie first? Because using the analogy that we just made, or the discussion we just made, Superman has to equal in greatness and box office success Iron Man 1.
Right.
If it does not, that's the first domino.
Yeah, oh, I know.
It's tipped to the side and not forward.
And you know what? Let's talk about how much Avengers had going against it. You know, I mean, I'm not talking I'll get to why the movie had stuff against, but let's talk about the idea, what it had going against it.
Sure.
Iron Man was a great movie that no one expected be a great movie.
Right. Completely out of left field.
So when you have a foundation like that and you're able to build on it and you build and you say, all right, well, let's try with the Hulk again. And that movie was really good.
Right.
Particularly in comparison to its
predecessor.
So that was really good. And then we get an Iron Man 2, and that is really, really good as well. And the solid building blocks at the bottom of the base allows you to have a, from our opinion, a good Thor movie, but from others' opinions, maybe slightly a weaker Thor movie.
Right.
But guess what? It wasn't Superman Returns.
That's
so right. It's more solid than that. So now you have that in there. And then in Iron Man 2, of course, we also get Scarlett Johansson's character for the first time. And in Thor, we get Hawkeye for the first time.
And Loki,
right, exactly. And now we get the Captain America movie comes out, and that's really, really solid as well. Solidly received, better received than Thor, but still a solid brick in kind of the foundation of making this Avengers thing. So by the time you get to the Avengers movie, you have, what do you have going against it? Well, you have the fact that the villain was already the villain in one of the other movies. Well, that's not a big deal.
Right.
You have the pictures of Scarlett Johansson get released. And so the large mass appeal to see Scarlett Johansson in other things kind of wavers a little bit
I'll disagree with you on that one, but all right.
Oh, I don't disagree.
I shouldn't disagree. It's your opinion.
and then third, you have Joss Whedon, an untapped director in this genre,
right.
Writer. I mean, yeah, granted, he's done wonderful things in his genre, in the Whedonverse and all that stuff, and that's great. But here, this is a whole nother ballgame at this point.
Right.
So there's a lot of things. You should not discount the Scarlett Johansson thing, I'm just saying. But there's a lot of things. And still, even with the things going against it, it's not enough to break that solid foundation that they had.
Right.
Ergo, the movie's a success.
Right.
Now let's take DC. DC has got a back work now, and they got a hope that Superman, which already doesn't look good, in my opinion.
In my opinion.
Already doesn't look good. is that has to be right. Like you said, it has to be a solid brick. It has to be an, you know what? Even if it's an Iron Man 2, you know, right. It's better than being a Green Lantern, which they've already had, which was a colossal failure in every sense of the word. Even, you know, and the fact that the Batman sort of weight gravitas that is generated by the Nolan movies is not going to translate to whoever the Batman is going to be right. after, which would be the Batman of the Justice League. So you'll have name recognition, but that won't be the guy that you're going to get.
Right.
You're going to get the revisionist version
right.
down the road. So, you know, all those things in consideration, I think DC, even if they did it the right way, OG, I think it's such an uphill climb. I can't imagine it being a success.
Right. But so even if they did it the right way, right, and they're clearly not doing it the right way if they're jumping.
No.
Because who is your Justice League?
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you? Who? All right, let's pick your roster. Who is it?
It's Batman, Superman.
Okay.
Wonder Woman.
Okay. Wonder Woman.
Green Lantern.
Wonder Woman, who your attempt at a TV show failed.
Failed miserably.
You rejected Joss Whedon directing it. Bet you hate yourself now, Warner Brothers.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern fail. Right.
Who else? But yeah.
Flash.
Are we talking the original seven?
No. No, because there's no way you put Martian Manhunter in the first movie.
Okay. Martian Manhunter could be part of the cause of the first movie.
Could be.
There's always a way to do it that way. Yeah, Flash.
Flash.
Which, awesome TV show, not a peep out of Flash since.
Right.
Aquaman. Good luck.
Good luck.
So, I mean, if Hawkman? We're just going original seven, no, Hawkman. Not
wasn't
original
he part of the
seven.
Original seven?
No, sir.
Who was the original
Batman,
seven?
Batman. Superman. Wonder Woman.
Right.
Green Lantern.
Right, that's four.
Flash.
Five.
Martian Manhunter.
Six.
Green Arrow.
Green Arrow was not an original member of Justice League. It was Hawkman.
He isn't.
I'm thinking of that Alex Ross
piece.
Hawkman is absolutely in that
No,
piece.
He's not. Look it up. You're wrong. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, always those three. The Triumvirate, Green Lantern, Martian Manhunter, Aquaman. It's not Hawkman.
I think it's Hawkman.
I grant you it may not, it's not Green Arrow, but I don't think it's Hawkman. I think I would remember it's somebody, and we're going to be like, wow, how do we forget that? Just put in your little Google search, Alex Ross, original seven. No, you're going, that's no, go to the picture, sir. Cheater. Go to the picture.
Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman,
uh-huh.
Flash,
uh-huh.
Green Lantern, Aquaman, and Martian Manhunter. But that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So who? Oh, do we not mention Aquaman? Who did we not mention?
We mentioned Aquaman.
So who did we miss? That's seven.
Batman, Superman, Flat. Batman, Superman,
Wonder Woman.
Woman.
That's the three.
Green Lantern.
Right, four.
Flash
is five. Aquaman. And Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter, yeah.
Okay.
Somehow we skipped one of them in the count there. So, ha! Not Hawkman.
Fine.
Not that any of that makes it any better.
No, not that any of that makes it any better. So, anyway, I don't... The way they're approaching it, I don't think it's right.
Yeah, they're trying to jump on the Avengers success.
Right. And
without doing the Avengers.
Without doing the legwork.
Trick.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Star Wars 1313.
Yeah. Awesome.
The snippets or the... I haven't seen video. Was there video of gameplay? I know they showed video.
I think
E3
had. E3. Yeah.
So all I've seen is the images, some of which you're seeing right now. or you can check out the image gallery. If you're not checking out the show on iTunes,
what OG is trying to say iPod. Is that if you do use one of those devices, iPod, iPad, QuickTime, iPhone, to listen to the show, some of the images of things that we're talking about pop up right as we're talking about them. It's a technology we enjoy, but if you're not listening it to Big Kev's Geek Stuff on one of those methods, you can also check out the photo gallery over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com for episode 250 and see these images. Now, so here's what I'm hearing. 1313, as it turns out, may be the answer to the rumors about what the TV show was supposed to be about.
The TV show, which I heard this week, now it's too mature for television or some nonsense Rick McCollum said.
So so 2 years ago at Celebration, the rumor was live TV show
right.
taking place in the underground of the Star Wars universe in Coruscant.
Bounty hunters.
Right. And that is basically a line definition description of 1313.
Star Wars 1313 takes you deep below the planet of Coruscant to level 1313, an underworld filled with crime and deceit that makes it the perfect place for criminals and bounty hunters alike.
Exactly.
It's a first-person shooter, right? Or it's, oh, third it's not person. A first, it's a third-person shooter.
Just like Force Unleashed.
Right.
Right.
But no Force powers.
I don't believe so, no.
But that's, I think that's a good thing.
Sure.
I think it's due time, and don't get me wrong, I love Jedi, I love Sith, but I think it's due time that we have a Star Wars game
right.
that focuses on something other than the Force.
Let's mention another Star Wars game at this time.
All right, let's do it.
Old Republic.
Okay.
Dead within a year.
Yeah, how did that happen?
You that can game now play
so well.
You can now and then play so Old Republic for free,
right?
For the first 15 levels, you can play for free. That is the death knell of the MMO. If you have to go to free to get people into play, that's the death knell.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to figure out what happened. What went wrong?
Let me tell you what went wrong. After 6 years of development, it's not the best game ever.
Right. Okay.
So if you develop something for 6 years and you're like, this is going to be the best game ever, and it isn't, it isn't. They promised so many things that they failed to deliver on. Let's also mention again, hello, did not launch with a Mac client. So you alienate half the game players out there, particularly ones who are playing WoW. You alienate half of them right there.
Right.
Number one. Number two, character generation. They promised incredible things in character generation. It sucks. The WWE games have better character generation.
Wow, that's rough.
Than this. I'm telling you, I spent hours creating WWE characters. And then, I'm talking like
Iceberg was his name.
Yeah. For just this one example, yeah. I'm talking, that was how many years ago was that, OG? God.
It's gotta be 10 years.
Let's say it's 10 years ago. I spent hours creating characters way back when we used to play those games, and the character generation in this, which is not a console game but a computer game, paled grossly in comparison to that. So that's number two. Number three, nobody gives a crap. Nothing going, no one is saying the writing isn't great and the storylines aren't great and all these little things. You know what? It's really beautifully written. Guess what? Everything else is sort of repetitive and redundant, doesn't look good. That character generation thing, I can't say enough about how terrible it is. You have like four body types. That alone should, you're either this hulking dude or you're kind of a bigger normal dude or you're a skinny weak dude or you're just kind of a flack.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't do that. Like, in this day and age, man, it should take you fucking hour to create a character, at least minimum.
Sure.
It should, if you're really into it, it should take you like 2.5. Like, but, seriously.
But your WoW, you didn't have that much customization in WoW.
You didn't have that much customization in WoW. That's true. However, this isn't WoW.
Okay.
You know, well, you go into WoW knowing you don't have that much customization. You know it. What they promised was you were going to have it with Star Wars.
You did have a lot of customization, if I recall, with Galaxies.
Yeah, you had some, but there was always, you could buy new clothes, you could,
right? No, but even
in the end, you could get a haircut and all these things, which eventually made their way to WoW as well. So
what was that plastic surgeon class? It wasn't plastic surgeon, but you know what I'm talking about.
I don't remember.
They could change your appearance.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was called.
Anyway, Galaxies, that was a good Star Wars game.
The good Star Wars MMO. But 1313 looks like it's going to be awesome.
It looks like it's going to be fun, that's for sure. All right. I have, let's see, Alan Scott was the gay DC character. All right, moving on.
Alan Scott is the Green Lantern.
Right.
Who is now gay in Earth 2.
Earth 2 in the new 52. Right.
He was the original, well, no, technically. Well, yes, he was the original Green Lantern, but it's so confusing. He's the Golden Age Green Lantern, I guess is probably the more accurate way to put it.
Right.
And he was a little fruity.
Yes. Well, now he's all
even,
fruity.
Now he's all fruity.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. And then I only have one other news-related item. Okay, do you have anything else?
No.
And this is a sad item. But today, we lost Ray Bradbury.
Ray Bradbury, yes.
Passed away today. So Ray Bradbury, great sci-fi writer. Fahrenheit 451, probably the most notable. And then, what was it, The Martian Chronicle? Something I never read.
Tons of stuff.
But Fahrenheit 451, I know, I've read. But, well, yeah, so that's sad. Always sad to lose him. Although, I'll be honest with you, He's one of those. He goes in the list of, I thought he was already dead.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think he was in his 90s when he passed away. I thought that dude had died years ago.
When did I?
To be honest with you?
I met him somewhere. I don't remember where I met him, but I did get a chance to sit down and talk with him for at least a few minutes.
Right.
So that was really awesome. But yeah, no, it is very, it's a sad day for science fiction from the book perspective.
Absolutely.
Certainly. Not a lot of Ray Bradbury movies though. I don't think
I can
probably have to look. Yeah. There was like Ray Bradbury Theater.
Well, or something. Wasn't there a Fahrenheit 451 at some point in time that was horrendous and awful?
Probably.
I vaguely recollect.
If we can't
remember,
sit here and say, wow, that was that movie. They probably weren't that good.
Right. Fair enough.
Yep.
All right. With that.
Yes, OG. Let's take our first break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 250, insert something. What was it?
Significant
here. That's it.
Bitch, what you don't know about me, I just about squeeze in the grand fucking can.
Hey, this is Kevin Smith, Big Kev's love slave.
Did you know I always wanted to be a dancer in Vegas?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
What do you look so shocked for, man? Fat bastard does this all the time. He thinks just because he don't say anything, it'll have some huge impact when he does open his fucking mouth.
Jesus Christ, why don't you shut up?
Having fun whistling?
I'm sorry.
We do have a show to do.
Sorry.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 250. Insert something significant here. Could be the first time ever that I actually got it right the first time out of the first break.
And I got it wrong going out of the first break.
Something is terribly wrong in the world.
The tides have turned. And as a reminder, that insert something significant here, of course, is a contest.
That's right.
It is this week's Kotobukiya contest for the X-Wing silicone ice tray. And you can enter any of the normal ways, Twitter, email, Facebook, GVM line, and we're gonna pick the one we like the most, you know, without any significant challenges.
Listen,
what?
In order for us to like it, it will likely have to be witty or heartfelt, not insulting, or maybe insulting. I don't know. It could, if it's a really good zinger.
Oh yeah, a really good zinger.
Yeah, you know. It's not just like, you guys suck, you know? If it's something well thought out and jab-worthy.
I want to let you know, another message came in about your editing.
Yeah, that's an interesting keyboard you have there.
Yeah, it says, hey, there's really something going on weird with the editing, and it's signed Cyclops.
Yeah?
So, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, you shouldn't say that. That's not nice.
Well, I don't know who this is.
You damn well do know who it is.
Signed it Cyclops.
All right.
Wants to know what's going on with the editing.
Let's do this.
Geek stuff. DVD right. News.
DVDs.
There's a handful.
Are there?
Yeah.
If you say John Carter from Mars.
Let me tell you about John Carter from Mars. The handful of people
know. It's John Carter.
That's right. The handful of people that I know that actually saw it. Uh-huh. I didn't see it. I didn't have the time. But the people that I know that actually
the inclination.
Saw it, actually enjoyed it. Most people I know that saw it actually liked it.
But most of the people who we know that saw it were drunk or high when they...
I can't say that.
No, you can say it.
So John Carter out this week. 50 billion versions of that film out on DVD this week in Blu-ray.
Yeah. You know what the regrettable part is?
What?
Probably going to pick it up.
Oh, I'm going to pick it up.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
What's Act of Valor? I feel like I should know that.
Act of Valor is the Navy SEALs...
Oh, yes.
Where they actually used
actual footage.
Navy
and stuff.
SEALs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or... So that's out this week.
Okay.
Breaking Bad, the complete fourth season. Journey 2 to the center. Who did we just say a couple weeks ago? Oh, that's right. The guy who directed Journey 2 is the guy they've tapped to direct Lobo. That's right.
Yeah.
Call back to episode 248.
Also starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's right. And, you know, a couple of other small things here and there. But though, I think John Carter is probably the big one this
the
week.
Major yet yeah. minor release.
Yeah. So, DVDs.
Geek stuff. Comics, books, and graphic novels.
Every time I hear John Carter, I just want to, like, you know, play the ER theme.
It's terrible. All right. So, some comic books.
Yeah. Do you have some?
I have one thing.
Gee, what is it?
And there are seven of them.
Oh, Then it's not the thing I thought.
Oh, I don't know what it is. I actually did not get to go to the store today.
Oh, Green Arrow came out today, so I thought you were jumping right on there.
Green Arrow came out today. So the story started to slightly pick up last issue.
Uh-huh.
But
your Green Arrow report?
It's still really not a good book. All right.
Wow.
That being said,
maybe the TV show will make it better. Oh, wait, no.
Some controversy over the TV show.
Oh, is he gay?
No, he's not gay. But apparently in the first episode, he kills somebody with his bare hands to hide his identity. And there's this whole uproar about why do we need gritty superheroes? And Green Arrow would never kill an innocent person just to hide his identity. And all of the, and I think that's a lot of speculation. And who knows if he's innocent and who knows who he is. And if he kills somebody, good for Green Arrow. Fuck him. Maybe he deserved to die. Anyway.
Wow.
My comic this week, of which there are seven.
Right.
Walking Dead 100.
Oh, right.
There are seven different artist covers, but I think there's like 10 covers.
That's possible. Total. Some retailer incentives.
Right. So I'm just going to go through them real quick.
Okay.
There's a San Diego Comic-Con 2010 retailer exclusive edition. 2012, sorry. Okay. Exclusive edition. So I don't know who the artwork on that one is, but there's that. Then there's cover A, Adlard. Who is Adlard?
No idea.
I don't know. Cover B is Mark Silvestri.
Uh-huh.
You know who that is.
Yep.
Cover C is Frank Quitely.
Uh-huh.
That's an awesome cover.
Nice.
Cover D.
Cover Q.
Todd McFarlane. And it's actually not a terrible cover.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say. Cover E, Phillips. I don't know who this Phillips person is.
Okay.
Cover F, Hitch.
Uh-huh.
No Hitch is either.
Brian Hitch.
Oh, Brian Hitch. Yes. Okay. Cover G, Otley.
Okay. Don't know.
Cover H, Adlard. Oh, is Adlard? Is that the regular artist on the book?
Possible.
I know Kirkman. That's where it stops.
I don't believe Kirkman draws anything.
I don't believe so either.
Except his salary.
So that's cover H. And then there's the Chromium edition.
Oh, here we go.
So that's all of them. So I think there's 10 or there's 10 total.
That's pretty exciting.
Well, it's exciting that they've hit 100 issues for sure. Yeah. I'm way behind on the Walking Dead book.
Yeah, me too.
Graphic novel 9.
I'm reading the bigger version.
Or trade 9, I'm sorry.
I'm reading the oversized versions, and one of them hasn't come out in a while, so.
No, that was an argument that came up on the Twitter again this week.
Oh?
Trade versus graphic novel.
Waiters?
Yeah. No.
I'm
just
a waiter.
Just that there is a difference between the two.
What's the difference?
We've talked about this on the show 100 times. The difference between a graphic novel and a trade paperback?
Oh, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
A graphic novel is one story. A trade paperback
previously
unpublished, one story. And a trade paperback is a continuous story, a part of it collected from
smaller
issues.
It's a collection, right.
Yeah.
I would make the argument that you could have several graphic novels in a series, much like you could have several novels in a series. Think of Game of Thrones kind of thing.
Yeah.
However, I think the big thing is that it's previously unpublished. To me, that's like the big thing.
Graphic novel, blankets.
Right. Killing Joke,
graphic novel.
Graphic novel.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go.
Trade paperback, The Walking Dead.
Watchmen,
trade paperback. Although, technically...
To all of you who say that The Watchmen is a graphic novel, technically speaking, it is a trade paperback
because it collects
individual issues.
Collects the 12 issues. So technically, but you know what? I think an argument could be made that it is a trade paperback of a graphic novel.
I don't think that a trade has a negative connotation. So I'm comfortable in calling it a trade and leaving it at that.
I got called a waiter.
Well,
because of what came out today, and I was so excited to read it, and I didn't get it.
What was it?
Well.
Oh, we'll get to it?
Well, no, we might as well talk about it now. It was the first issue of Before Watchmen.
Oh, yes.
Came out today. Minuteman number one, and it's by Darwin Cook, and I'm dying to read it.
I've read some lovely things.
Except I'm not, because I'm a waiter.
Right.
Meaning I'm waiting for the trade paperback.
Out of all of the ones that are coming from this Before Watchmen thing, this is the one that I have the most interest in actually reading. That being said, I still can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it.
I did pick up this promotional item.
That's because it has Rorschach on it.
The New Frontiersman. No, I just picked it up because I wanted to see what it was. It's the New Frontiersman. It's the front page, August 2nd, 1977, which talks about Judgment Day and has some little faux articles on it and has one of those, what do you call those things? these.
Oh, the QR code.
QR code, which were not your phone. Not created in 1977.
No, not at all.
So that's interesting. And so it's like a fake front page newspaper talks about things happening in the Watchmen universe.
Right.
Then the backside is a full color sort of poster brochure for the 7 limited series of the Before Watchmen stuff, all of which I'm going to hope that I would like them very much to collect all of these into one volume.
Right.
That I would probably get.
That might be an undertaking, though, depending on how many issues each one is. Isn't some of them like 10 issues?
No. Yeah, okay. No, uh-uh. No, I think they're all like four or five issues, aren't they?
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Let me see if it gives me any indication.
For some reason, I thought there were a handful that were considerably longer.
No. I think they're really just like four or five issues.
Probably. Okay.
Let's say that they are.
All right.
Okay. So if it's 4-issue series.
Absolute Before Watchmen?
It's yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that would be it.
That would be it.
That would be the definitive collection.
Yeah, you could get it all in there. I think they got to be planning something like
that. I'm sure in about
a bookend kind
5 years
thing.
From now.
Other comics to check out this week include The Rocketeer Adventures Volume 2, Number 2. Did we talk about Volume 2, Number 1 last week?
We did talk
week?
About Number 2, Number 1 wow. last week.
I wonder what happened there. I got two different covers on that, actually, OG. I got the Dave Stevens cover.
Right.
Which is an image we've all seen.
Right.
In addition to the Dave Stevens cover, which is, like I said, an image that we've all seen, because that image goes back quite a few years.
Right.
I also got the Darwin Cook cover.
Oh, nice.
Which is really nice. This is an anthology series, and this time around, we're going to get one, two, three stories and a pinup. The pinup is by J. Scott Campbell.
Oh, of course it is. Now I have to get it. God damn it.
Oh, what a shame, OG. You want to see it?
Sure.
You want to see the pinup?
No.
You do, don't you?
Of course I do.
It's $3.99. You just got to go out and buy a copy, and you'll be able to see that.
I'll pick it up this week sometime.
Also from DC this week, Batman Detective Comics number 10, part of the New 52, Tony Daniel, Ed Benes.
Is this after Night of the Owl now? Court of the Owls is over?
Yes, Court of the Owls is now over.
So this is where I have to make the critical decision.
Of whether you stay with it or not?
Whether I stay with Detective or not.
Well,
I have not enjoyed it.
To
be honest with you, I have not enjoyed this book.
I think it looks awesome. And the Ed Benes art that's in here, is this issue in particular, is really, really awesome. So
all right. I will...
It may be a tough decision for you, sir, but I'm gonna say you should do it.
Look, I'm going to at least pick up that issue.
Right.
But... some things need to change if I'm going to continue.
And I have a trade for you to check out this week, OG.
Oh, okay.
I gotta say.
Yeah.
I questioned whether or not I should get this.
Of course you had to buy that, though.
From Dark Horse Comics, it's the latest Star Wars Omnibus Droids and Ewoks.
Nice.
So, let me give you a little gray matter, sir, if I may. Based on two children's television cartoon series of the same name.
Oh, God, no.
Ewoks and Droids explore the further adventures in the lives of the Ewoks on Endor and the droids R2-D2 and C-3PO. The Ewoks face dangers from their homeworld, lizard warriors, underwater kingdoms, and magic spells, and from the outside galaxy.
I've seen that show. It's called the Thundercats.
Pirates, invaders, and more. The droids encounter more than one new master, war droids, mega weapons, time travel, and even Ewoks.
The droids encounter a giant magnet.
This omnibus collects all the issues of the Ewoks and Star Wars droids comic series released in the 80s by Marvel's imprint Star Comics, as well as Golden Book Star Wars and Ewoks Adventure coloring book comic.
Well, I'd say you'd have to pick that up just because, at the very least, it's R2.
Well, yeah, but there's nothing really
redeeming about this.
It's not whether it's redeeming or not redeeming. There's no canon in this book.
Right.
Right.
It's
so for those of you,
continuing tales of
exactly.
Nonsense.
So for those of you that are purely about canon, I don't believe that any of this material is actually canon. Although there were things that were introduced in droids. In droids in particular, there was really nothing to take away from
right.
Ewoks. But in droids, they did introduce some things in the droids cartoon, which actually became canon
okay.
later on. And some of that may be touched in here. But That's what it is. You're a Star Wars enthusiast. This one's going to run you $25. Now, so why is that a big deal? Because for $25, it's 520 pages, 25 pages of comic reprints.
The omnibuses are always good bang for your buck. It's, you know, maybe it comes down to a matter of content, whether you're a fan of the content that's collected or not.
Star Wars and Ewok Adventure coloring book comic.
Nice.
Does that mean it's, did they color it in?
I don't know. What do you want me to?
I'm just wondering this? How they, hold on, I'm checking. Because if it's a coloring book, an Ewok Adventure, wait, hold on. In Ewok 520, hold on. Originally presented in a coloring book published by Golden Books.
Oh, but it was a story, though, I'm sure.
It's a story, but yeah, I'm wondering.
Okay, so they've colored it for you.
Did they color it for us, or is it really originally presented? It's only 6 pages
long. No, if it was presented as a coloring book, 5 pages long, then you would have had to color it yourself.
I know.
I'm sure it was a little mini story. They
were like, let's stick that in there.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, there it is. Star Wars Omnibus Droids and Ewoks. Check that out from Dark Horse Entertainment. And that's comics.
Geek Stuff, product reviews.
Got a little sidetracked there on that trade because it's really interesting, yet not so much.
Yeah, again, the omnibus, always good bang for your buck. It always comes down to, do you want the content that is contained within its pages?
Let's talk
about...
If you're
not a droids fan, then no.
Let's talk about bang for your buck.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings Lego.
A great license.
Holy bang for your buck, Batman.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say Lord of the Rings, as far as licenses go, I'm going to say this is the best license that they could have grabbed next to Star Wars.
Lord of the Rings.
Better than Marvel and DC. I'm saying it.
Lord of the Rings. I want to say this, OG. I don't know if you've heard this. Did we announce this last week? Lord of the Rings, the next Lego video game.
Yes, I don't think we announced that, but I heard that.
Yeah, so based on the fact that they think these Legos are awesome, and they are, the next Lego video game in a long line of Lego video games, they just announced another, I think it was like Lego Batman 2 DC Heroes,
right,
which I guess is going to have a bunch more DC Heroes in it. The next great one... is going to be Lord of the Rings. Now, we have a couple of Lego Lord of the Rings sets here that we want to talk about today. Why don't you do yours first, OG? Because I think if anyone is a Lord of the Rings fan, but you're not necessarily a Lego fan, but you figure, I got to get something to represent.
Right.
You're holding it in your hand, I think.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Certainly, this is a great start to
your
represent. But I would argue you need some. You would need to represent at least another 7 or so characters in order to properly represent.
Okay. So if you're talking about if you want to get the entire
the fellowship, right?
Yes, but I'm talking about.
But no, you're right. This is
if you had to get one piece,
right? This is 83 pieces. Age range is 8 to 14. Gandalf arrives.
Right.
So it's Gandalf in the cart. With the fireworks in the back.
Uh-huh, which are awesome.
Which are really funny. I like that at least one of the fireworks, it's the red-looking one.
It's the dragon.
Is the dragon. It's kind of represented by, like, is it a dragon head or it's kind of like a tongue? Or
it's kind of hard to tell, a dragon body.
So that's really funny. It's Gandalf in the cart with a horse. And then, of course, it comes with Frodo as well.
Right, so you get Gandalf and Frodo, the two characters you get. You get the cart, you get the horse, you get the fireworks. It's right from that opening scene when Gandalf arrives in Hobbiton for Bilbo's birthday.
Correct.
And it's a great piece. Lego's done an awesome job, like they always do. They've done an awesome job representing the characters from the film. They've done an awesome job putting together... I think a really great standalone Lord of the Rings. If you're a Lord of the Rings fan, this set can stand alone.
Cloth cape on Gandalf, by the way.
I know. Not to mention the fact that if you're going to go large,
right,
which we're going to talk about in a minute, if you're going to go large on your Lord of the Rings Lego collection, this will fit in excellently with that as well.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the second one.
Sure. Do
now, there is an entire line, we should say, of Lego Lord of the Rings sets that are not only starting to come out, but are planned to keep coming out for the near future.
Right.
They have a ton. We talked about some of them at Toy Fair.
Right. We saw a bunch of them at Toy Fair.
Right. This is, I think, one that many, many people are going to be buying, sir. This is the Uruk-hai Army.
This is an impressive set. Again, right. 8 to 14 is the age range.
Right.
This has got a whopping 257 pieces.
Correct.
Six of which are minifigs.
Now, let's talk about that for a second. You get Aomer.
Right.
And it looks like at least one horse in the pack.
Okay.
Right? So you get Aomer and one horse. Do you remember who Aomer was?
Aomer was...
TikTok.
Oh, God.
I'll take the actor or his or who he was in the movie, in the trilogy.
I don't remember.
I'll give you a clue. Theoden.
Yeah, it was Theoden's son, wasn't it?
Theoden's nephew.
Or nephew, okay.
Correct. And he was played by?
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, who was it?
Really, you don't remember?
I don't remember. Who was it?
Same fella who played a certain doctor in a space remake.
No idea.
Star Trek. He played McCoy.
Oh yes,
Carl Urban.
Not bad, sir.
I only had.
Isn't it the new Judge Dredd too? Right.
If I had given you Carl and last name begins with U,
yeah. Oh come on,
that's who Aomer was. Oh, what a disgrace you are sometimes. I'm just kidding. I love you. I love you in a man way. Also in this pack, you get a Rohan soldier.
Right.
So just sort of a standard Rohan soldier.
And how many Uruk-hai?
Okay, you get two Uruk-hai with kind of a chest plate on.
Right.
You get an helmet on, that very familiar helmet.
Right.
And you get one Uruk-hai with a helmet but no chest plate on.
Right.
And you get one Uruk-hai who has no helmet on and no chest plate on.
Okay.
Okay? So those are the ones you get. Why is this significant? Because this is an army building box in the classic sense. And they've gone out of their way to make it impossible for you not to buy it if you're an army builder. Why? Well, yes, you would repeat Aomer, right?
Right.
If you rebought this box. But you know what? Aomer is sort of generic enough that you can maybe change it just to one or two things.
Right.
Like you take the cape off him, for example, and he's not Aomer anymore. He's like generic soldier guy.
Right, right.
You get a Rohan soldier. You get a whole bunch of Uruk-hai. That's obvious. Those are the obvious answers. Let's talk about what else comes in the box.
Okay.
In addition to getting another horse for your army.
Right.
The rest of this box essentially is two things. One, it's a piece of siege equipment, Uruk-hai siege equipment.
Right.
That launches, it looks like it launches like some sort of, looks like a giant bow. So they're like some sort of giant arrow. Although maybe those giant arrow things that had the rope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
To pull the wall down.
It's that. And you get a piece of the wall.
Right.
Of Helm's Deep.
Right.
Right? So you get, it's actually a fairly significant piece of the wall, from Helm's Deep. So now if you get a bunch of these sets, you're building Helm's Deep. You're building the Helm's Deep wall and you're building the army at the same time.
I hope that they... Either through individual sets or through massive sets. I want a Helm's Deep set. I want a Minas Tirith set. Could you imagine Minas Tirith?
No!
That would be ridiculous.
It would be humongous. And
they could put out Minas Tirith, but what they would have to do is they would have to come out with a new scale of minifig. It would have to be a mini-minifig.
Mini-mini.
And
it would
have to be like...
I don't think they're doing that, sir.
Could you imagine how awesome that would be? Oh, I want Lego Minas Tirith.
You could probably build Lego Minas Tirith. It just might take you thousands of hours and dollars to do so.
I'm sure. I bet somewhere online someone has fucking blueprints for it.
Let's talk about something a little more realistic, which is building an awesome Helm's Deep.
Yeah.
By purchasing the Uruk-hai Army Box. This is box number 9471, sir.
Oh, okay, good.
257 pieces. I'm not sure what retail on either one of these products is that we talked about today.
Can I make
today,
a suggestion,
you know,
to Lego?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Something has happened, OG. I have new information. Prepare yourself. I have new information, OG.
I'm clenching.
Are you? You're clenching? 9471 can be combined with 9474.
Ooh.
Which is it looks like the door portion of Helm's Deep.
Oh, yeah. So now you have a bigger... Yeah.
So now you have a bigger... So you can actually buy...
And I'm guessing if you buy 9474, it's like 9474 can also be combined with 9478.
That's possible. But they definitely give you the simple photographic equation here.
What is it?
They show 9471 a plus sign,
right.
9474 an equal sign, and how they can be combined.
It's a nice, and that it really is a nice setup.
Yeah, it is.
I would argue that both of these pieces, both the arrival of Gandalf and this Helm's Deep Uruk-hai army set,
right.
Combined with 9474, I would argue that both of those pieces would make great key point representations in a little Lord of the Rings. Display.
In a little Lord of
if
the Rings.
If you bought
display,
nothing
yep.
but those two,
yeah,
that would be a nice like battle.
You're totally
of Helm's
there.
Deep.
You're totally
you know,
there.
Like that's your thing. You're a yep. Helm's Deep guy.
Let's tell everybody also that they can check out lego.com.
Right.
And you can see more of the fine products over at lego.com from Lord of the Rings.
Lovely.
And from all their other licenses as well. And actually, OG, we're going to be doing a regular Lego segment.
Oh, I love it.
So
super excited.
We gotta get some theme music together. I'm thinking Another Brick in the Wall theme music kind of thing.
All right. We can
right?
do that.
Nice.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
I'm going to work that.
All right.
And then we're going to be bringing you, hopefully, we're going to be talking about Lego maybe twice a month. We're going to be talking about Lego, and we're going to be bringing you some fine Lego products, and we're going to do some giveaways as well.
Nice.
So these will probably go into our giveaway box, and then we'll pull them out for Lego contests down the road.
Fantastic.
So there you go. And that, I think, is product for the week, OG, unless you got something up
nope.
your sleeve.
Nope. That's
what it. Is that silicone ice tray you have over there, OG?
That's the X-Wing that we're giving away this week.
Oh, is that for episode 250, insert something significant here?
You know, this is something we would normally do at the beginning of the wrap-up segment, which is something we would normally do after taking a break right now.
And OG, with that, we will take that break. And we'll be right back. Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 250. Insert something significant here.
Hello! This is Master Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force Mama! You're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff! Listen up! You still listening? All right, have fun, you geeks. Goodbye, Mama. Shut up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 250. Insert something significant here.
You know what I have to say about that, OG?
What?
Superpower Collectibles!
That's right. Superpowercollectibles.com for all of your collectible needs.
Yes, sir.
Right, statues, toys, comic books.
They got trades over there?
Maybe.
Okay.
You got a good selection.
You do get a good selection.
Rather than tell everybody every little thing, I want them to go and look.
That's a good idea.
I want them to go and browse superpowercollectibles.com.
Right.
And I want them to make a purchase.
And when you make a purchase, use coupon code BIGKEV.
That's right.
In order to get $10 off of any order of $50 or more.
That is correct.
So there you go. You go over, you pick out a nice thing or several nice things. You use the coupon code, which helps the show.
Right.
You get the $10 off, which helps you.
Right.
And then you get fine products, which helps everybody.
Absolutely.
You're helping yourself. You're helping the show. You're helping the sponsor. It's awesome. It's the easiest thing to do is to go and purchase something from them that you're already going to purchase anyway.
And of course, don't forget, free shipping on orders over $99.
There you go.
That's just their standard deal.
So if you make an order that's over $99.
Right.
You get free shipping.
Right.
You get $10 off that order.
Right.
By using coupon code BIGKEV.
Uh-huh.
And you help everybody out. It's a win-win-win. It's very rare that you get a three-win situation.
I'm looking at their homepage.
It's like a double rainbow.
I'm looking at two bills. I haven't even scrolled halfway.
You just
down.
Scroll one line down.
I'm seeing Real Action Hero R2-D2. I'm seeing Batman Black and White Sam Keith. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you're doomed.
Real Action Hero, 1/6 scale, Darth Maul.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that
one. I'm screwed. Oh, Union Jack. They got a Union Jack stand. Aren't you a Union Jack fan?
I am. Is that the Bowen Union Jack?
I don't know if it's the Bowen. It might be the Bowen. But either way.
Either way.
Check out superpowercollectibles.com.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
This week we talked, we took a voicemail, first off.
Yes, from War Machine.
From War Machine, I believe in Arizona War Machine.
Thank I call him Wormy.
Wormy. He called into the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
So thank you for that. We speculated a little bit more about the Avengers in the future and what that may or may not hold. We talked about why DC's Justice League movie is doomed to fail.
Doomed!
Well, we talked about Star Wars 1313, the third-person shooter coming to a console soon. I don't know that we have a release date.
I think it's either late 2012 or early 2013. It might be first or second quarter 2013, but I don't know if they said specifically.
And of course, in sad news this week, Ray Bradbury, sci-fi great author.
Uh-huh.
Passed away.
Yes, very true.
In DVDs this week, really there was only one standout, and I guess you could question whether or not it's actually a standout, but that would be John Carter in 3D, on Blu-ray, on regular DVD, blah, blah, blah. In comics this week, 10 different covers for The Walking Dead 100.
Uh-huh. We also talked about Detective Comics number 10 from DC. Rocketeer... Adventures Volume 2, Number 2.
Right.
Covers A and Covers B. Cover A, Darwin Cook. Cover B, the original master, Dave Stevens. We talked also about the fact that before Watchmen started and the New Frontier sort of hand-away thing that they were giving away. And also from Dark Horse in Trades this week, Dark Horse Comics gives us Star Wars Omnibus Droids and Ewoks. Will you want it? That is really up to you. That's an interesting question, I feel.
And of course, in our product segment tonight,
yeah,
we talked about Lord of the Rings by Lego. We had two sets here in studio.
Uh-huh.
One was Gandalf Arrives, and the other was the Uruk-hai Army, featuring a piece of the wall from Helm's Deep.
Yeah, that's going to be one that you can purchase multiples of, as well as it looks like the Gate of Helm's Deep. So you can combine all these and get yourself a hell of a Helm's Deep out of it.
Can I make a suggestion to Lego?
Yeah.
Lego. Minifigs. Huge success.
Uh-huh.
They got the series now and the blind bags.
Yeah.
Huge success.
Uh-huh.
How about you throw some of us licensed collectors a bone and put out some minifig little packs? Put out a pack with two clone troopers. Put out a pack with a couple Uruk-hai.
Yeah, I agree.
Come on, help the army builders.
I think...
that's what I'm saying. Help the army builders.
I think that suggestion will go a long way, OG.
We're going to present it to Lego.
That's our idea.
That's right.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff presents...
That's right.
Lego Nonsense. Minifigures from licensed items.
I think that's it.
Yep.
But don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes, as well as the photo galleries, our YouTube videos.
All 250 episodes.
I believe you have access to all 250 over there.
I dare you to listen to episode one. I dare you.
You know, every now and again, I go back and I listen to episode one, and I tell myself my mic was screwed into a piece of plywood and then clamped to a snack table.
Yep.
That explains it. That's what I tell myself.
That explains it.
Of course, don't forget, you check us out over at Facebook, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. On Twitter, at BKGeekStuff and at GeekStuffOG. Of course, over at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And of course, don't forget, if you want to enter our contest to win the Kotobukiya X-Wing Ice Tray...
Right.
We are accepting entries via the GVM line. Is that correct?
I believe it is the GVM line, yes.
Was it all formats or was it just the GVM
line? I think that one... No, this was all formats.
This is all formats.
Yeah, because
GVM,
this is...
GVM, email,
yeah,
this Facebook, is, this message is, board,
right.
Twitter.
Insert something significant
That's
here
right.
to title the 250th episode. So
That's
yeah,
right.
that was all formats.
So yeah, I think that's it.
That's it.
Kit and the caboodle.
And OG, I will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the fabulous 250th episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, by saying, good night, Just Mike. wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on, under cloud and under star, yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. Over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone.